Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Hello and welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Well, my guest today is a woman by the name of Tanya De Jong, who's all about singing for health. I love the idea of this. Welcome to the show, Tanya.
Thank you so much.
Now, they say singing is the language of the heart. So tell me all about singing for health.
Well, one of the wonderful things about singing is that particularly when we sing together, there's an amplification effect to the really good things that happen to our brains. So our right temporal lobe of our brain fires up when we sing with others, and it makes us smarter, happier and healthier. As well, when we sing with others, we release a lot of oxytocin. I mean, we do this when we sing alone too, but it's vastly amplified when we sing with other people.
Yeah.
And when we sing with others, not only do we breathe together and sing beautiful harmonies together, but our hearts actually start to beat together. So it really is a very, very healthy thing to do for our brains and for us as human beings, because it releases so much joy and happiness.
Now tell me, do you have to be a good singer?
Not at all, no. No. Everyone can sing. I was told as a 14-year-old never to bother having singing lessons. And generally speaking, when I ask an audience, have they been told by someone, their parents, their partner, their kids or a teacher that they can't sing, about 85% of the audience puts up their hand. So our voices have been silenced.
Wow.
And it's not doing us any good. It's really important for people to believe, you know, we were given a voice to sing. You know, we were born to sing. And to tune in with other people. And it's really sad when people, you know, carry that message throughout their whole life that they can't sing and they're not good enough to sing in public and so on.
So tell us a little bit more about the non-for-profit organisation One Voice Program.
Well, the With One Voice Program. So I founded a charity 5 years ago called Creativity Australia, and our program, With One Voice, we have these choirs that meet weekly. They're social inclusion choirs that bring together chief executives, doctors, lawyers, teachers, psychologists, with migrants, job seekers and people with depression and disadvantaged, aged from 9 to 90, of all faiths and all backgrounds. And the choirs meet weekly in 15 locations in Victoria, Sydney, and we're starting a new program in Brisbane. And not only do people sing and come together and experience all the benefits that I just mentioned, but they also share supper, and we have a wish list so that people can ask for whatever they need from the other people in the choir. And because people are in such a great headspace because of all the brain benefits and neuroscience benefits of singing, everyone feels in a much more receptive space, not only to ask for what they need in life, but also to help other people. So people might ask for, you know, help with their resume or to get a job or someone to walk home with or to learn English better. Or there's so many wishes that people have asked for, and about 90% of the wishes have been granted so far. And we've created literally hundreds of jobs. We've connected people to wellbeing services. We've connected people to friends. It's been a bit of a miracle, actually. And
how do you get involved?
Well, anyone can join any of our programs. So have a look at our website, creativityaustralia.org.au, and see which choirs are near you. And if there's not a choir near, With One Voice program near you, then contact us, because this is a global movement. I don't know if you know, but I did a TED talk just a few weeks ago and it's gone quite viral. And we're getting inquiries from, you know, as far away as Phoenix, Arizona, with people wanting to set up chapters with One Voice programs in their area. So our goal is to change the world one voice at a time and give everyone the connection and the joy that singing brings.
It is amazing, isn't it? You know, like, I sort of think it's the sort of thing probably a lot of people want to do or feel they would like to do, but do you get a lot of people that are quite shy initially?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we have people that, you know, some people who've never sung at all in some of the cultures that they come from, some who've not sung since they were at school, and perhaps they're, you know, in their 60s and, you know, they haven't sung since they were 18 or something. And people were shy. I mean, you know, and perhaps for the first week or two, they go, oh, I can't sing, you know. But after a few weeks, everyone starts to tune in. So even people you'd think, oh, and they'll say, I'm tone deaf and things like that. Well, no one's really tone deaf. It's just that they've gone out of tune a bit with other human beings just because they haven't done it for a while.
Because it's so good, isn't it, from a neurological, you know, benefit point of view, singing.
Oh, yeah, the neuroscience of singing is really transformational, and it's very underestimated. You can do other things, other art forms like drawing, and dancing's wonderful for you. But the science of singing's wonderful, and it's probably the most challenging, in a way, of art forms because we've been told those messages. You know, most people haven't been told, well, you can't dance or you can't draw because they're not generally being judged in that way. But there's something about, you know, when we sing in the car and somebody's in the back say, oh, please shut up, or we unwittingly say these things, not realising that people are going to carry that message for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
So I urge people, you know, when you hear, you know, a dear friend or relative of yours singing, encourage them and join in with them.
Yes. Now, Tania, for more information, what website is yours so people can go and read more on this?
Yeah, so that's creativityaustralia.org.au, and check into the With One Voice program and come and enjoy meeting people who are very different from you. And that's what makes our program really, really different, is that you do meet people who are very different from you. So it's through that diversity that we have in our program that we can meet the wishes that people have.
Mm. Well, thanks, Tania. That's absolutely fascinating. Thanks for being on today's show.
It's an absolute pleasure.
That was Tania De Jong singing for Hal. For more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.